Thai government reports say the Thai economy faces its toughest year since the Asian financial crisis of a decade ago. A university study predicts the Thai economy will contract over the first and second quarters of 2009 by up to 5%. This stands in contrast to the earlier predicted forecasts of up to 4% growth. Now there are warnings of unemployment reaching over 1 million people. Thai economists, in a paper to the United Nations this week, said the crisis would hit the grassroots, low-income populations the hardest. The Economist from the Thailand Development Research Institute, a private sector-funded think tank, said up to 30% of the population of 63 million is either poor or vulnerable to economic shocks, with most living in provincial regions. Thai Prime Minister Apisit Wacharchawa this week called on cabinet members to visit all 76 provincial regions to gain feedback as part of the government's economic strategy. Travelling to the central province of Lopburi, 150 kilometres from Bangkok Saturday, Mr. Apisit held informal talks and meetings with local community representatives.
We're talking about all the provinces, so I hope all the ministers are doing what I'm doing. And if we take about two provinces each, we should cover the whole country. That's a good step. But of course, communications have to be continuous.
Panattan Wattaniagorn, the government spokesman, said the policy was part of a more flexible strategy in the face of the economic recession.
These days, people want to have more flexible and more dynamic policies. You cannot formulate a policy from the top without listening from the ground. And within 2 months, we have to be on the ground collecting feedbacks already. And that's what people want.
The Thai government has already set out an economic stimulus package to underpin the sliding economy, with plans for two further packages in the wings in the months ahead. The government has already announced a package of over $3 billion to flow into the economy in the coming months. Panattan said further spending by the government may be necessary.
Economic stimulus, although quite massive, but compared to the massive scale of the economic trouble in the world, that wouldn't be enough. This is why I think the government may have to come up with several new supplemental. But in order to do that, you need to listen to the people.
Economists are also warning that in the absence of an effective social safety net, more people could be thrust into poverty in the months ahead. But economists and business executives are hoping the Thai economy will show signs of recovery by the last quarter of 2009 as the economic stimulus packages elsewhere in the world start to impact the domestic economies. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.